This is the Fast Fishing Podcast for January 22nd, 2010. I'm John Wheeler, your host. There's a political and public relations cauldron boiling in Vermont over a recently discovered tritium leak at the Vermont Yankee nuclear plant. Tritium is a mildly radioactive isotope of hydrogen, and it has a 10-day biological half-life when it is ingested by humans. The leak is minute and completely inconsequential from a safety standpoint. The tritium levels are very low. Only one groundwater sample taken is slightly above federal drinking water standards, even though the sample points are far away from any sources of drinking water. In fact, the levels are so low that even if you drank water from the test wells and nothing else for an entire year, your radiation exposure would be only about one-tenth of what you would get from one medical x-ray, a small fraction of your exposure from natural background radiation. Eating the same quantity of Brazil nuts every day, one of the most naturally radioactive foods, would result in more exposure to your body than bathing in the water from these test wells. These facts have not stopped the anti-nuclear groups in the area from going berserk. They know when they have an upper hand in the public relations issue, and they're doing everything they can to take advantage of it. Adding fuel to the fire are allegations of false statements made by plant officials. At a public service hearing last spring, a plant executive stated he did not believe there was any active buried piping containing radioactive fluids. The official said that they would verify that that was the case and would get back to the board, but reportedly they did not. Potentially adding to the communication difficulties, the phrases buried piping and underground piping do not mean the same thing. To an engineer, the term buried piping refers to piping that is buried underground in direct contact with the soil. Underground piping, on the other hand, means piping that is below grade and could be located in a vault or concrete trench. Plant personnel have apologized for the miscommunication, and they are actively looking for the source of the leak. Timing could not be worse because the Vermont Public Service Commission has yet to make a ruling on Entergy's proposal to create a new nuclear-only generating company, and the Vermont State Legislature has yet to vote on the plant's request for a 20-year license extension. Vermont Yankee has passed every NRC inspection in flying colors and has operated both safely and reliably. In fact, the plant recently earned the highest possible rating from the Institute of Nuclear Power Operations. We can only hope that the Vermont Legislature and the Vermont Public Service Board will be able to see beyond the hysteria and hype that the anti-nukes are trying to create with this non-consequential issue, and will be able to weigh both those issues fairly and objectively. Thanks for listening to the show. This is John Wheeler for This Week in Nuclear. Have a great nuclear day.